love the. Sometimes you feel that what the Holy Spirit does is chaotic, but it's all for a purpose. Do you believe that? I'm going to speak just for a moment, but I'm going to not do what I was going to do, but Lord, I pray you would touch and soften every heart, that we're able to say, like you said, he who has ears to hear, let him hear or her hear what the Spirit says. Because, Father, when you speak, it's powerful. When you speak, it changes circumstances. Your word will bring order out of chaos. And everything changes. So, Father, I pray these few words come with power, with truth and with life. Amen. Romans chapter 15 and verse 1 through 6, it says, we then who are strong ought to bear with the scruples of the weak, and not to please ourselves, let each of us please his neighbor for his good, leading to edification. Or building up. For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, he reproaches the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. For whatever things were written before were written for your learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another, according to Christ Jesus, that you may be with one mind, one mouth, glorifying the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul is speaking to the Romans, and he's bringing this word, of course, after Romans 15. This comes after Romans 14, when he is just addressing some differences of opinion and thoughts in people's lives and towards the kingdom of God, and they walk with him, and he's saying, come on, this is so important that we build each other up, that we strengthen each other, that we recognize each other. And the power of God flows through that. And then I want to just look at a scripture from Matthew chapter 11. I'll come back to that in just a moment. But I say it is so important that when we then who are strong ought to bear with the scruples of the weak, you know, and not to please ourselves, let us please his neighbor for his good, leading to edification. So it's important that there are people who are stronger and there are people who are weaker. And sometimes in the church, we can get those muddled up and we can mistake weakness for strength and strength for weakness. And Paul is addressing some issues where there's some people just about there talking and just bringing some clarity in people's consciences, but all the time putting Christ first and building each other up. And that in turn, then of course, builds the kingdom of God. In Matthew chapter 11 and verse 12, Jesus is speaking. Let me just read a little bit from Matthew chapter 11. I don't want to be very long because God still wants to do some things this morning. I think there's I wasn't going here this morning, but I just need to give you some. Matthew chapter 11, verse 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. It's from the days of John the Baptist until now, Jesus speaking is in the days, in those days, in that context in which he's in. He's saying, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Church, I believe the church needs men and women, young and old, who have got beyond the passive and self-seeking nice Christians who will have the audacity to push through. You know, when the Apostle Paul was talking to the church, the Romans, he was talking to them about getting over some things and dealing with some stuff, and being real in their walk with Jesus. So the church, I believe, needs men and women, young and old, who have got beyond a passive and self-seeking, being nice Christians. You know, you talk about being nice and being Christians, and it's good to be nice. It's good to be a nice Christian. You want nice Christians in your world, don't you? You want nice people in your world, but sometimes in our niceness, we can be passive. I believe God is looking for people who've got the audacity to push past the nice, push past the comfortable, and stand against the forces of darkness and forcefully advance the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God, the Bible says, is within us. Do you believe that? Yes. You know, the kingdom of God is within us. And Jesus says there to John the Baptist, to his disciples, he says, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violence take it by force. I think, you know, as Christians, we need to understand that sometimes it's easier than we think to take the kingdom of God and be forceful with it. The church needs to build up strong. People who know their God. We talked about this last week. People who know their God, the Bible says in Daniel, the people who will know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. And when... So we then who are strong, the church who is strong, needs to bear with the scruples of the weak and encourage each other and recognize and build each other up. And Paul is talking there about a diversity of the church in those days and bringing strength to it. And I just want to look at this scripture from John Matthew in chapter 11 and verse 12. For he says, from the days of John until now, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, has suffered violence, but the violent take it by force. You know what is the kingdom of God? Jesus said in the scripture, Romans chapter 14 says, for the kingdom of God is not eating, drinking, but in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So the kingdom of God is there, and it's there, it's in us. And Jesus is saying to his disciples, from the days of John until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, but the violent take it by force. The kingdom is within us. It's suffered violence. And in this sense, the kingdom has come with power and energy and power. The kingdom of God is powerful. Do you believe that? The kingdom of God is powerful. You know, sometimes it looks so weak. And that is what Jesus is saying. It's suffered. It is taken. The kingdom of heaven has suffered violence. If the kingdom is within us, you know, sometimes, you know, we're talking about chains this morning which hold us. You know, that sometimes a chain is that which comes violently and comes against the things of the kingdom of God. So if the kingdom of heaven is in us, if the kingdom of heaven is in us, the devil wants to take you out. There are two kingdoms in this world. There's a kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. Now, we stand for the kingdom of light, don't we? Now, if you're here this morning, you don't live in the kingdom of light. You're living in the kingdom of darkness. If you're not born again of the Spirit of God, you're living in the kingdom of darkness. You're open for all sorts of attack from the enemy. Of course, you're open from attack from the enemy if you're in the kingdom of in the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of light. And so the Apostle Paul there is saying, you know, the kingdom of heaven is not the things which I was going to talk about this morning. It's not the eating and the drinking. It's not the sort of some of the smaller, you know, differences of opinion that we have and differences of doctrine and differences of thought pattern. But it's in righteousness. And when you got born again, when you came out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, you had his righteousness placed in you. Do you believe that this morning? Now, your old righteousness was filthy rags, the Bible says. It's just a load of rubbish. But when you got born again, the kingdom of heaven, you know, came in you. You received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. And now you are born again. You are in a different kingdom, a kingdom of light, not the kingdom of darkness. Do you believe that? Amen. Amen. And so you have his righteousness. Aren't you glad about that? You have his righteousness. The kingdom of heaven is righteousness, is peace. You have his peace, and you have a joy in the Holy Spirit. You have a working of the Holy Spirit within you. You have the Holy Spirit within you. Just, you know, when you got born again, you received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, and you said, and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Amen? You are spiritual. But he says, from the days of John until now, Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. The kingdom, you know, if you've got things going on in your life, you are, the kingdom is within you. You've got things going on in your life that are being forcefully attacked. If you like chains that keep us and restrict us. But God wants us free. He wants us free. He wants you totally free. So there's things that are going on in our life where there's things coming at us and attacking us and causing us grief, basically. Causing the areas where we're chained and contained. It says, suffer violence. But the violent take it by force. The violent take it by force. Yeah, sometimes we get a little bit complicated in that because the grammar of it makes it sound a little bit confusing sometimes. But, you know, God, what he's saying is there's some things that come at us which will attack us and attack you and attack the kingdom in you, attack the God in you. Attack the new creation in you. The enemy doesn't want you born again. He doesn't want you living free. He doesn't want you living unchained and free and just living in the righteousness which Christ has put in us. So he attacks us, brings all sorts of things at us. You know, life for many people isn't just because you got born again, your life didn't suddenly go from being, you know, chaotic to being, you know, ordered. You didn't maybe not recognize that. It was internally because his righteousness was put in you, but still things went on in your life. Amen. If your car was playing up, so you call it, you know, the day before you got saved, it was probably still playing up the day after you got saved. Amen? If the dog had fleas the day before he got saved, he's probably still had fleas the day after you got saved. If there's some chaos in your sort of home life and that, there was still some stuff. It was still some chaos afterwards. Kingdom of heaven suffered violence. But the violent take it by force. The violent take it by force. See, the kingdom has come with power and energy and is pushing back darkness which comes into our lives and tries to attack us. And so the Bible's saying that, you know, we need to rise up and be forceful people in pursuing the things of the kingdom of God. Not just laying back and letting things go past us, letting things go over us. Sometimes, you know, we come into church, even on a Sunday, you know, we're so passive that we don't even respond to a call to see chains broken off of us. Hello? Have you left church and thinking, well, I was just too tired to even respond to that? Or I missed that bit? Or I missed that moment? I wish I'd taken that moment. I was too laid back. I was too consumed. But God is saying, you see, he's looking for people who have the boldness and have the courage to be forceful in their pursuit of the things of the kingdom of God. Some people say, well, I've never seen anybody really, you know, respond to my approach to leading somebody to Jesus. Well, how forceful have you been? I don't mean, you know, you will come to church. You will pray this prayer. But forcefully and radically praying with the audacity to believe that God can change someone's life. Having the boldness. See, I'm gonna hang in there till something changes. hang in there till I see something change. You know, we sung just a little bit earlier, I'm desperate for you, Lord. But I need to be gone by here. I need to be out of here by 3 o'clock this afternoon. I'm desperate for you. I'm desperate for God to do something in my life. I tell you, sometimes we get desperate for God to do something in our life, and we're so desperate, and then we don't always see something take place and some change take place in our life. And so before we know where we are, oh, I forgot I was desperate. It's from the days of John until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence. The enemy doesn't want you living victorious. He doesn't want you living free. He's violent towards his attack to you. He doesn't let up. The Bible says that the enemy is prowling round like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He's not going to give up today, particularly. But maybe what if the Christ in you rises up? What if the boldness in you rises up? What if the forcefulness in you rises up? He says, I'm not going to allow this to go on any longer. I'm not going to allow this chain to keep me in this place of depression for any longer. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm going to forcefully get to this place and believe God and hang in there. Well, I don't feel like this, and I don't feel like that. Well, where do feelings come into it when there's a forceful energy to be pursuing the things of the kingdom of God? And Paul, when he's talking to the Romans, he says, you know, stop making it all about yourself. Sometimes we make so much about ourselves, we forget to forcefully push in for what God has for us. We forget that greater is he who is in me than he who is in this world. The kingdom of heaven is within me. The kingdom of heaven is within me. Do you realize you're carrying around the kingdom of God as you walk? Where you are, Christ is. We say Christ in me, the hope of glory. We forget that when we maybe leave the church building. God is looking, I believe, for men and women who will rise up. Put a lot of garbage behind us. Put a lot of Nancy, Pansy thing, whatever you can say. I don't know what sort of works for cultures we have, but put a lot of lethargy behind us. And so I'm going to forcefully pursue the things of the kingdom of God. I'm desperate for you. I'm desperate for God to do something in my life. I'm desperate to see a chain broken from me. Is anybody desperate here today? I believe I just sense this desperateness in the house to see God do more than we've seen before. You know, progress in life is always taking steps forward. If we stand still, we're basically going back because everything else is going ahead. And all of a sudden we find that, you know, we're 2 steps behind them, we're 3 steps behind them, we're 4 steps behind. Before we know where we are, we're just sitting down and doing very little. God wants us to be a people who forcefully pursue the things of the kingdom of heaven. Because the enemy wants to attack you. The enemy wants to cause you violence. I love it when I see people change from quiet little passive people to when they open their mouth and start praying. They turn into firepower warriors for the things of the kingdom of God. People just want to see chains broken. Demons fleeing. Sickness leaving. When Jesus was asked by When John's disciples was John was in prison, he asked his disciples to go see Jesus. I tell him, you know, and say, ask him if he is who he says he is. And Jesus sent them back to him and said, just tell John the things you're hearing and the things you're seeing. The deaf are hearing. The blind are seeing. The dead are rising. And the poor are having the gospel preached to them. How many of those things have you seen? God is looking, I believe. And I believe we're in a season where there needs to be a shifting. A shifting. And sometimes the initial shift doesn't have to be a lot different. But it takes a determination of people who get fed up of the kingdom of in them suffering violence. That violence could be coming to your mind. I'll tell you, the devil loves to get to your mind. He loves to get to your thinking. Because he knows that if he can get to your thinking, he can get to you. Because everything we do starts with a thought. Some there may be people in here this morning that need the chains on their thinking shattered. Just broken. I'll tell you, there's nothing like the sound of chains falling. I guess none of you have ever been chained up physically. But I guess when people have been chained physically and they hear the chains fall. I love the story of Paul and Silas, who got a bit radical. They were physically chained. They got a bit radical in their worship. Because they weren't going to sit back and passively say, well, that's just the way it is. Do you know the story? That at midnight, locked up in a cell, Bible says they were praying and they were praising. A bit like Life Church on a Sunday morning. Although for them, they weren't in a nice warm building. But they didn't sit back and passively accept what was going on in their life. But at midnight, the Bible says they were praising. And they were praying. And all of a sudden, I'd like to make the noise of a crack of thunder, but you know. There's an earthquake. And the whole thing shattered. And the chains fell off. And they were able to walk out totally free. I love seeing it. People walking free after chains have been holding them. The kingdom of heaven has suffered violence. Maybe that's violence is a chain of on your mind. Maybe it's a chain on a relationship connection, which is unhealthy. Maybe it's a chain on your physical well-being. The Bible says there when that comes at us, this is violent. Take it by force. The believers rise up and forcefully with violence take what is rightfully ours. The kingdom is within us. Do you believe that? The kingdom is within us. And yet sometimes it is under such attack in areas of our lives. We find ourselves chained in those places. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to worship just for a few more moments. And I believe it may go in a little bit more than worship because I believe chains are still going to be shattered this morning. Maybe you're here this morning, you're chained in your old life because you've never given Jesus Christ access to your life. Never asked him to come into your life and make you a brand new person. Jesus loves you. He loves you. He sees every part of your life. He sees what's going on in your life. He loves you. You say, how can he love me with all this chained up and holding me and I'm allowing these things to keep a grip on me? Well, he came into this world 2,000 years ago because he preferred others. And he hung on a cross, which was a sacrifice he had to make. Which throughout the old covenant it had to be an animal. But God sent his only son, the most precious thing. Paul says, for God so loved the world that he sent his only son that whoever would believe in him would not perish, but would have everlasting life. Maybe you're here this morning, you've never accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, and you're chained in that old life. But I tell you this morning, if you say yes to Jesus, those chains will fall off. And he will fill you with his Holy Spirit, and you will become a brand new person. You go out of here, you look in the mirror, you'll still see the same face. But on the inside, he has done a work in you that we receive by faith. It's nothing we can work towards. Nothing we can buy. Ephesians 2 says that for by grace we have been saved through faith. It's not of works, lest anyone should boast. But we're his workmanship. You're his workmanship. He knew you before you were born. And you're on this planet for a purpose. So you're his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. You're created in Christ for good works which he prepared beforehand for you to walk in. You're special. You're so special. And he wants to have a relationship with you. And he can do that this morning if we just let him in. If you're desperate, we were singing earlier, I'm desperate for you. We just have to ask him to come in. Just while every head is bowed and every eye is closed. If there's just one person, if there's more than one person, but if there's just one person. Is anybody here this morning who is saying, I'm desperate for Jesus? I don't fully understand it all. But I'm desperate for my life to change. And I see today that Jesus, you are the answer. And I want to give my life to you and make you Lord and Savior of my life. Anybody here this morning, you can say that. I don't want nobody looking around, nobody moving around just in these moments. If that's you this morning, just raise a hand so I can see it. May not be anybody here, but I don't want to go take this moment, miss this moment. Or if you're here this morning, you say, oh, I can't really put my hand on my heart and truthfully say, I'm born again of the Spirit of God. Is anybody here this morning who says, I want to receive Jesus? Ask him to come into my life. Just raise a hand real high so I can see and just put it straight down again. Is anybody who says yes, just so I can see it? Let's pray this prayer together and say, Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I'm desperate for you to change my life. And so I'm deciding to give my life to you. I confess with my mouth what I believe in my heart, that Jesus Christ is Lord. So come into my life. Make me a brand new person and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Amen. If you prayed that this morning for the first time, you prayed it for the second time, and you say, oh, this is the day I really meant it, and just please don't leave without telling somebody. And stay connected to Christians and stay connected to the house of God. We'll give you some things that will help you. Just encourage you and clarify some things. I just want to stand on our feet as we close this morning before we receive an offering. But I want to ask, is there anybody here this morning who's still saying, yes, it feels like the kingdom in me has suffered violence. It's holding me, it's chaining me, it's something's keeping me and restricting me. If that's you this morning, in these few moments, please just come and stand here. We want to pray. We don't want anybody to go from this place this morning. I'm saying I'm desperate for you and not receive what he has for you today. Not going from this place this morning and still being chained. Still feeling like there's something holding you. Maybe you just need to break out from that being a little passive. And say, today's the day, right now is the moment. That has no place in my life. I'm going to get violent in the spirit. And say no. Break free. In Jesus' name. Is there anybody else this morning? I know there's some people who came and they just responded, but the Bible says that when the word is spoken, when the word is preached, signs follow. Signs follow. Maybe you need a touch from God. Maybe you need somebody just to stand with you in agreement and see the chain broken, the hold broken, the grip released. And live free in Jesus' name. Is anybody else? Just come as we sing these last couple of songs before I receive an offering. Just come as you are and you go changed. There's something so powerful about stepping out of a chair and coming to the front of a building, coming to a place. Something so powerful.